Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron told his Turkish counterpart Friday that democratic countries had to respect the rule of law in their fight against terrorism as he voiced concerns about the fate of students, teachers, and journalists in the country. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan responded by saying that terrorism does not create itself, rather than colonists, opinion leaders are the gardeners of terrorism. North Korea on Friday agreed to hold official talks with South Korea next week, the first time in more than 2 years and hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a military exercise amid a standoff over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Bravo Benito has the details.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The military said in a statement that Rohingya Muslim insurgents ambushed a vehicle in western Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday, wounding three people, including two members of the security forces. Saudi Arabia says it has intercepted a ballistic missile near the kingdom's border with Yemen. State media reports the Saudi air defense system intercepted the missile above its southwestern province of Najran. Houthi rebels in Yemen have previously aimed missiles at Saudi Arabia. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Interfax News Agency on Friday quoted Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov